Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Joe Galvin, Chief Research Officer for Vistage. Vistage, V-I-S-T-A-G-E, Vistage.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. If you're a growing if you're a CEO of a growing company and you'd like to be able to spend some time with some peers and get smarter, become a little more sophisticated, a little more professional in the operation, especially the financial management of your business, I'd encourage you to find a local Vistage representative, a local Vistage leader, and see where you can fit in there. Joe is in charge of research over there, and he's brought us some great information on how small business owners are feeling about the economy and overall. Joe, what are some other things we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I think the big issues that we see in the environment, and this is based on the work we do with our CEO members on a regular basis, we talked about hiring and how everyone is looking to hire. We truly have a hiring crisis going on right now where there are more jobs than there are people. And this really affects the small business community because, A, the ability to attract talent to a small business, it can be difficult. But, B, everybody is hiring, which means they're looking to hire the best people. And that means your best people are being recruited as we speak.
That's right.
So we see this. We saw a really strong shift.
Especially from corporate America. I've been talking about this for months now, Joe. I've written two articles on this. I've been telling them, if you've got a key person that you can't do without, that's the next hire for corporate America.
Yeah. We see the strong shift towards employee engagement as being the next important metric. Just as Net Promoter Score is the customers, employee engagement becomes that critical metric to you and your people. Because I asked this question, and I was in Memphis with 200 CEOs last week, how many people have lost a critical employee in the last 6 months? And I'd say a third of the hands went up. Why? Because everybody wants to hire top people. Top people have jobs. That means top people are being recruited. That means your top people are being recruited. So we see a strong shift to employee engagement, employee development, employee training, that kind of stuff.
What I've said, Joe, is that if you've got a key employee that you absolutely couldn't stand for them to tell you this morning that they're going to leave you, they got a better offer, you need to say, okay, what would I pay them to keep them from leaving? And if whatever that number is, you need to go in there and start paying them that now.
You know, Jim, it's more than just the money. We see wage inflation. We talked about it earlier. But we also see CEOs investing more in training and developing their people.
Yep.
You know, it's the old joke. They asked one CEO how many people work for you, and her answer was about half. And then they said, what happens if we train our people and they leave? And the answer is, what if you don't train them and they stay?
And they say,
The development of your existing force is so important. I was up in Wisconsin earlier or later on this spring, and they're already at 5 points below the national average on unemployment. And now Foxconn's going to drop 13,000 to 15,000 jobs from the factory floor to the corner office. Where are those jobs going to come from in a market that's already at well below historically low unemployment rate? It's going to create tremendous pressure on prices, pressure on wages. You combine that with the
Joe, back to my argument about the tax bill. Small businesses did not get the same benefit that corporate America did. They've got cash in their hands from that tax bill. Small business owners got pennies in their hand for this thing. And I'm still mad about this, Joe. I have been now for 18 months. I started warning people about this 18 months ago.
Well, I think the impact, when you put all these factors together, it creates conditions that say there will be a slowdown in the not-too-distant future. Yeah. It may be a recession. It may be a vertical market recession, meaning those verticals that are getting pounded by tariffs. And if the administration chooses to double down after the election on tariffs, it could be a bloodbath for some folks.
But I will tell you, this, Joe. I do think we need to take both sides of that argument and say if the tariffs could be successfully – I'm sorry, the trade deals could be successfully renegotiated, we've never seen the growth potential on the other side of having more fair trade. What do you think about that?
You know, that is absolutely correct. In a breakout session, we have manufacturers. And manufacturers, 76% of manufacturers are moderately to strongly impacted. On the one hand, it's the immediate pain of absorbing and passing on this 25% or 10%. But the advocates of free trade strategically say, yeah, we need to have these battles. So strategically, it's the right thing to go. Tactically, it hit me in the wallet, and that really hurts.
It's hard to be brave when it's costing you money. Hey, Joe, I need the website again.
It's hard to be brave when they're shooting at you.
That's right. I need your website quickly, please.
Vistage.com, V-I-S-T-A-G.com. And if you do a /research library, you'll find our research center. You'll find all this content.
Check it out.
National report.
Joe Galvin, ladies and gentlemen, with Vistage. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.